More news stories now, with a fresh blow for UEA bosses after students' no confidence vote. Labour keeps hold of council in last week's election, and there was a spicy reunion for an ex-Canaries boss with a former player.
Bosses at the crisis-hit University of East Anglia have suffered a fresh blow after its own students' union declared a lack of confidence in its leadership team. The UEA is currently facing a financial black hole, requiring it to find £45 million of savings in the next 3 years. It has seen the university's executive team forced to look into staff redundancies amid fierce criticism from workers and local politicians. Now the UEA Students' Union has handed bosses another setback after passing a vote of no confidence in the university's executive board. PhD student Elise Page, postgraduate officer of the SU, said there is so much fear and frustration amongst the students at the university, and we really need their voices to be heard. All we've been asking for is regular updates on the situation, and it's upsetting that we've not been having these. The vote has been backed by Save UEA, a group of staff and students that is campaigning against redundancies. A campaign spokesman said, "This no confidence vote is a huge development and illustrates the widespread feeling on campus. Students and staff stand together when they say the executive team's plans are ill-judged." It comes as the university confirmed it will be opening talks with trade unions over proposed cost-saving measures.
A motorist has described getting trapped in her car after it began floating on floodwater caused by heavy rain. Patricia Gunby, who's in her 70s, was driving her black Mini along Gunton Lane, New Cosy, when the water became too deep for her to continue. She was unable to go backwards, and as other vehicles carried on driving past her, they created waves which caused the Mini to float. Miss Gunby was eventually rescued after a member of the public stopped to tow her out of the water.
Labour has retained the control of Norwich City Council, despite a set of disappointing election results that bucked the national trend for the party. The Labour Group's ranks at City Hall were dented, with a loss of 2 wards to the Greens following the voting. 13 of the 39 seats on the City Council were up for grabs, one in each ward. Following the count at St Andrew's Hall, the political makeup of the authority is now Labour, 23, Greens, 13, and Liberal Democrats, 3. The 2 seats to change hands were Sewell Ward, which was taken by Gillian Francis, and Wensum, which was taken by Liam Calvert. Both wards were once true red seats, but Sewell is now entirely green, and the Wensum vote sees a significant swing from 2019, when there were almost 500 votes between the Labour winner and the Greens. The party's performance in Norwich was in contrast to the national picture, which saw Labour pick up seats in many places.
A Norwich woman is launching a cat lounge with drinks and cakes where people can enjoy some feline companionship in a relaxed, comfortable setting. Sarah Price said, "This is a community-minded venture. Our main goal is to connect humans and cats and use them to improve each other's well-being." The cafe will be on Dereham Road at the old Olive's Pizzeria site. The new space will have a huge central cat tree made by Woodside Cat Trees, a Norwich company that makes bespoke handmade cat trees from real tree branches, finished off with faux fur. The cat lounge will also double up as an art gallery with cat-inspired artworks and artists encouraged to get in touch to showcase their work. Cat sessions will cost £12, with the first drink included. Teas and coffees and a selection of soft drinks will be on offer.
Norwich City's Milk Cup winning manager, Ken Brown, enjoyed a warm welcome as he reunited with one of his former players. Brown was at the Tamarind Indian restaurant in Blowfield to help children needing serious hospital treatment and those suffering from dementia, where he met up with a former Canaries reserve keeper, Trevor Saunders, who is the director of Football Against Dementia, said, "Ken was the boss. He was at Norwich when we won the Milk Cup in 1985. He is still the boss to me and all his old players now. We were a family. He built the club and its ethos. He is the biggest influence not only on me, but on so many footballers who made it and didn't make it. I've never heard a bad word spoken about Ken Brown in football, including Ipswich supporters. He's got that standing like Bobby Robson had. The pair were attending a dinner organised by Tamarind boss Giyash Maya to raise money for Football Against Dementia and Great Ormond Street Hospital. The dinner and accompanying raffle raised £2,000 for the two charities.